We're going to stand in a moment and read just a few verses together. But I want us to concentrate today on receiving the mark. Now, we hear so much about not receiving the mark of the beast. But the Bible does speak of a mark that we should receive. And today I'm going to dedicate my second grandson to the Lord. And so the whole thing is not just centered around you or I receiving a mark, but beginning a process with our children that they can receive the mark of the Lord. We will be held accountable for our children. There is something to the age of accountability in that I don't believe that you got to get 12 years old before you become accountable for yourself. Or you can be water baptized, or you can be the... But I do believe that us as parents are accountable for our children. And what we have taught them, what we have put them around or under, or the way we have raised those children. And so this is where I'm primarily wanting to center today. How are we doing? Are we causing our children to receive the mark of the Lord, the name of the Lord in their forehead? Let's pray. Father, thank you. Let us now receive your word as an engrafted seed that is able to save our very souls. Not our spirits, but our souls. Our thinking. Our soul dimension. Change the process in which we schema information. Paradigm us, Lord God, so that we can turn in a direction to receive and repent. That we can experience an abundance in life. And that we can truly grasp you in your kingdom. Help us now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand with me, please. Numbers chapter 6, reading verses 23 through 27, says this. And read with me as loud as you will, please. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. Be seated. A couple of thoughts here quickly. I hope you have your Bibles open. Just maybe you make little notes, little things that are important. It says here, and the Lord spake to Moses to tell Aaron and his sons. Now, Aaron and his sons are the priesthood. They represent the priest. They are those that would assist God's people in the things of God. It was Aaron and his sons' duty to know how to approach God, to bring the sacrifices, to know how to pray, to know how to approach a holy God. It was Aaron's job. And there are people that are that way today in our lifestyle, in our times. In the Old Testament, they had the priest and the high priest. In our time today, we have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We have these people in our midst. And am I looking at those? Or am I the only one in here? We're learning that God has given these gifts unto men or humanity. And you don't even have to go to church to be one of these guys. Am I correct? We looked at last week at the prophet in our study, and we saw that these are gifts that are given to men, and your psychics even have an anointing. They can truly look into those things of prophetic giftings and be accurate. But they're a thief and a robber because they've entered in another way. So he's given these things, and there are people today that are put in our midst to help us and assist us in approaching God. So he said this to Aaron, and he said this to his sons, and then he said, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying, here's how I want my children blessed. Here's how I want my priest. Here's how I want those that assist people in approaching God. Here's how I want them to bless the people of God. Here's how I want them to bless my people, saying. In other words, there is an activation through the words. The words of a true ministry, the words of an Aaron and his sons, the words of true ministry spoken over our life initiates, begins a blessing that we won't get unless they do speak it. So there is a saying. Jesus said, when you pray, say. There is power of life and death in our very tongues. By your words you are justified, or by your words, power is in the spoken word of God. So when he says, when you come before my people, I want you to bless them, saying something over them. Say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance and give you peace. And then the verse ends with this, and put this one up there, verse 27, make sure we're on it. And they, who would they be here? The priest. Those that are assisting people to approach the Holy God. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel. And I will bless them. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel. And I will bless them. Please notice that the blessing comes after the name has been put. You see this? God wants to bless us, but the name has to be put. Now, in the New Testament, what is the name? Jesus. Jesus. We have the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Is that his name? Somebody needs to put the name on you. Now, this was written or penned somewhere around 1490 B.C. How long ago was that? Somebody say 3,490 years. It's a long time ago. So God has been putting his name, his mark, upon people for at least that long. Am I right? Put my name on them, and I'll bless them. So God has been at marking for a long, long time. But what do you hear the most about? Do you hear more about the mark of the beast or the mark of the Lord? Which do you fear the most? The mark of the beast or not having the mark of the Lord? See, if you have the mark of the Lord, you don't have to worry about the mark of the beast. So the Lord's been doing this a long, long time. Now, question. How many of you have ever seen somebody marked on their forehead with Lord? Huh? Have you? But he says, I'll put my name on them. You ever seen anybody with Jesus? Have you? Have you ever seen anybody marked on their forehead with the mark of the Lord? I have. In fact, I'm looking at a bunch of people that are marked right now with the mark of the Lord. Because if the mark of the beast is a tattoo, 666, and 666, if the mark of the beast then is a tattoo, then this must also be a tattoo, the mark of the Lord, just Jesus, right? But if this is not then a tattoo, if the mark of the Lord is not a tattoo, then neither is the mark of the beast. Hello, somebody. So we've been fed another bunch of hogwash, and we're fearing this being tattooed and having a computer chip stuck in our hand, a right hand, by the way. We're fearing these things when it's a bunch of hogwash. Because just as the mark of the Lord is not a tattoo, neither is the mark of the beast. What these are, what the mark of the Lord and the mark of the beast are mentalities, are thinkings, are schemas, are processes of thought. Because the process of thought will take you to the face of the Lord, or the process of thought will take you to a hell that wasn't prepared for you. Can I tell you hell is not prepared for you? Who is hell prepared for, by the way? The devil and his angels. And I don't want to go there. I want the mark of the Lord on me because I want to see the Lord's face. I don't care nothing about seeing the devil's face. See enough of that as it is. The devil and his angels are in hell, are going there. I'm not there. I'm not going there because I have another mark. Now, how many marks are there, by the way? How many marks are there? Somebody say two. Everybody say two. Say two. There's two marks. I'm going to have one of them. My children are going to have one of them. My grand, you wouldn't weak on me. How many marks are there? We'll start all over. How many marks are there? Two. I'm going to have one of them. My children are going to have one of them. My grandchildren are going to have one of them. And I can affect which one they have. You can. You play a part in those lives. Because by what you say, you're speaking blessings or cursings on them. By what you say, by being a priest over your home, by being a priest over your family, by being a priest like you should be, like being an Aaron or an Aaron's son or a priest over your family, you're speaking blessings on them. Come on now, we are all kings. We've been made kings and priests according to the book of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. We are made by His blood kings and priests. So what we say carries a lot of weight in the economies of God. Now, I want to show you just a few verses because we hear so much about the mark of the beast. And that's in Revelation chapter 13 if you care about that stuff. And you can look at all that. But I want to show you the mark of the Lord. Is that okay? I want to show you how the Lord wants to seal us. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about good stuff. Come on now. All right? Let's look at a couple of them. Revelation 7:3 says this, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of God, where? In their foreheads. Until we have sealed the servants of God. How many servants of God do I have in here? There you are, see? Now, you got to understand there's a sealing process that's going on in you right now. Something's happening to you. The way you're thinking is going to take you to the face of God or to hell. The way you think is going to bless you or curse you. The way you think, what's going on in here, between your eyes, in the space. By the way, let's look at what the word forehead means. Look at the word forehead. Forehead means the space between the eyes. It's really not even talking about this area. It's a space. It's an area. It's a space between your eyes. It's something. It's what's going on in that space. Because that's what's marking you. Which mark are you receiving? One's going to take you to His face, the face of God. One's going to take you to hell. Show me the next verse, Revelation chapter 22:4. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. Moses said, Aaron, you and your sons speak a blessing over the people, and I'll put my name in them. I'll put my name upon them, and I'll bless them. He says, and they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. Now, it'll be in that space. It'll be in that space. Now, understanding that it's not a tattoo, understanding that it's not a computer chip in your hand, but it's how you think and what you do, understanding these things will take you then where? And they shall see His face. You see, the outworkings of the mark of the Lord is to see His face. I'm not turning to it, not even going to show it to you, but in the book of Revelation chapter 20, it talks about the great white throne judgment. And it looks at everybody's works. And they that did not have their names written in the Lamb's book or in any of the books were cast into the lake of fire that burns forever and ever, along with, and here's what it says, along with where the devil is, where the great red dragon is, where the false prophet is, and where the beast of the land is. See, hell is not prepared for us. Hell is prepared for the devil and his angels. By receiving the correct mark, we'll see His face. But by receiving an incorrect mark, an incorrect way of thinking, an incorrect thought process, we're going to see the face of hell. I don't want to go there. But it's according to the mark that we have. Receiving his mark.